With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Chris Mackey joins us from Bradenton, FLA. And by the way, our spring training coverage is brought to you by PNC Bank and Century 3 Chevrolet. Century 3 Chevrolet. Chris Mack, good morning, Chris.
You know what I don't like? They don't say minutes from the mall anymore because nobody really talks about Century 3 Mall and how there's nothing there.
Good call. Minutes from the mall. All right, Bryce Brentz, apparently you spoke to him. What kind of man does he strike you as?
Just talked to him a couple minutes ago. Really nice guy. Strikes me as younger than 29, which is what he is. Been a whirlwind week for him. He just had a baby girl about a week ago. Got the call yesterday and sounded like he wasn't totally expecting that the J.D. Martinez signing would have an impact on him because of everything that had been talked about in the media with Martinez being a first baseman or a DH. And I guess the Red Sox looked at it as, well, he can play the outfield too, and you're out of options, champ. So if we can get some cash for you, we'll go ahead and do that. And that's what they did.
Well, it brings in the who gets to nod behind him. I mean, we're looking at Adam Frazier. We're looking at Rodriguez. We have 8 million options out there. What's the best option? And what are the chances of him having actually more home runs than Colin Moran at third?
I talked to someone yesterday afternoon who said, you know, we're going to find out if that 31, the 31 home runs he hit at Pawtucket last year, we're going to find out if those were real. So I don't think this is a guy that's, unless things go wonky this spring, he's going to end up starting. I think Adam Frazier, even though nobody has admitted it, is penciled in as that almost everyday left fielder. And Jordan Luplo or whoever it may be, Bryce Brentz is going to have to light the world on fire in the next 4 weeks if they're going to somehow wrest control that job away from him. The thing with Brentz is, without any minor league options left, it's 25-man roster or bust for him. So I think he's a fourth outfielder and he's a bench bat.
There we go.
No.
Yeah. Knock that down. Call him back and have him just call on the traditional phone. That works because he's experiencing these kind of technical difficulties calling from this app that he's using. So if you could just call him on the hotline and get Chris Mack back on. You know, the question that I have, and we brought up this left fielder, and I'm going to ask Chris this question whenever we go and get him back on the phone is, you know, in the fan hotlines, by the way, brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. I want to ask him this, you know, the importance of left field for PNC Park. And Adam Barry touched on this yesterday, and it's something that needs to expound on. It's something that I think that the GM and the manager need asked about, is the importance of left field. And, oh, you need two center fielders. They've talked about this since PNC Park pretty much opened. And now you're going to have a guy who's by trade college shortstop, an infielder, a guy who's played very limited time in the outfield, man left field. Wouldn't you almost rather take a guy who's a left fielder by trade and put him out there than somebody just throw him out in left
Polanco
field?
Polanco didn't feel comfortable doing it. Well, he doesn't want any part of that.
Well, because I want to ask, I think we got Chris back.
Yeah,
now.
Let me ask Chris. No, well, Chris, I was just, oh, go ahead, Jim. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Let me ask this one first about Luplo. Because to me, Chris, this guy that they just got yesterday strikes me as Jordan Luplo, except he's 5 years older.
Yeah, that's a really good way to put it, Jim. And I don't know if it's, like I said, if it's a way to push Luplo back to Indy for another year, if it's just a flyer. I mean, again, the person I talked to yesterday when I said, hey, Brentz, what do you think? They kind of reacted like, well, we'll see. We're almost like they're taking a flyer on the kid to see if they can get anything out of him. I think if people are looking for this to be a big move that provides an everyday piece to the lineup, it's not that.
All right, you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Chris Mack from Bradenton. Something I discussed whenever you dropped off real quick is this. From the time PNC Park was constructed, it's been beat into our heads by management, not necessarily the old management, but especially this new management, how it's like two center fielders, that it's so it's so strange to play left field at PNC Park. There are certain nooks and crannies and things that are only indigenous to that place, and they're right. So the design going into this year is to have an infielder play in left field.
Yeah, and they sound a whole lot more confident about Frazier's ability to do that. I mean, I think the problem here is, you know, ideally, Polanco, who came up a center fielder, would be the guy you would put over there. Polanco came in, and one of the first things he said was, no, I want to stay in right field for the rest of my career. And we saw what happened when he was in left field. That 25-game experiment last year was a bit of a disaster. So this is a problem that we all talked about, I think, as soon as McCutchen was dealt. And last year we talked about it when Marte was suspended, is they don't have three everyday major league outfielders by trade on the roster. So if you want to get Frazier's bat in the lineup and Harrison's still around, the next best thing is to put Frazier out in left and hope he can track balls down in the gap and that Marte's a good enough center fielder to help cover that gap.
Now, your eyes are everywhere. Has any new arms to the team surprised you or looks good in your eyes?
You know, they've got a bunch of young guys that throw hard, and I think that's interesting in that they've got starters that pitch to contact, and we always talk about, you know, they want to get induced ground balls, but more and more in the bullpen, they're getting guys who are swing and miss guys, whether that's Mike Feliz or whether that's Kyle Crick, whether it's the guys coming up through the system and Nevarovskis and Santana. They're all fastball first guys who are going to try and get swings and misses. So Crick is an interesting one just because he's got the pedigree. You know, he's the former top prospect in the Giants system who kind of flamed out as a starter and kind of started to find his way in the bullpen last year. He's got a good relationship with Contos from their days in the Giants system together, and Contos is sitting next to him in the locker room and sort of keeping an eye on him because Crick's a little bit of a quieter kid. But I get the feeling he could be one. Whether he starts in Indy or starts in Pittsburgh is interesting because they've got a logjam of these kind of arms now in the bullpen. And you've already got three or four guys that I imagine are guaranteed spots in the bullpen because they're veterans or they're out on minor league options. You know, Rivero, Hudson, Contos, Schugel. And then if you're going to bring Glasnow or Brault into the bullpen as well, all of a sudden you're running out of spots for major league bullpen arms, especially if you want to throw a lefty into the mix too.
Chris, I know since you're on pitching here, Brault, I guess, still projects as a starter. But since Tony Watson's no longer here, has there been any serious discussion or have you had a chance to talk to anybody about could Brault be the next Watson? Could they turn him into that kind of a, you know, not a lefty specialist per se, but a guy that can come in and face both righties and lefties and be equally successful in a relief role?
Yeah, I talked to Ray yesterday, and I still don't think they see him as that. The way Ray describes both Brault and Glasnow is maybe these are the kind of guys that, you know, back in the day, major league starters didn't just instantly come up from the minor leagues as starters and go straight into the major league rotation. They'd work out of the bullpen for a while until they figured some things out at the major league level. And that's the way Ray talks about both Glasnow and Brault. They still see both of those guys as starters down the line, but they just may have to work out of the major league bullpen for a while because there's no spot for them. I think they like Brault's pitch mix to the point where they'd like to see him as a starter. But then again, if neither Josh Smoker or Jack Leathersich lights the world on fire as a lefty, Ray is also emphatic about the fact that he needs to have a lefty down there in the bullpen. So maybe that becomes Brault just by default. Hey, Aaron.
There it is. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Will the pace of play measures be essentially forgotten about 3 weeks into the season?
I don't know. It's going to be you've already had catchers come out and say, well, forget about it. I'm going to go visit my pitcher as often as I need to. Talking to some pitchers yesterday, they don't like it because if a guy's on second and they're getting signs stolen, they want to be able to talk to somebody. They want to, whether it's their shortstop or their catcher, they want to be able to communicate. Cervelli, you know, Jim just played it during the update, is wholly exasperated by this. He said, I don't know, maybe I'll just yell things from behind the plate. I don't know what they want me to do. I don't know what we're going to do, but we're going to have to figure it out. That's, I think, something to keep an eye on. If Cervelli keeps going to the mound, for example, in a game, and they go over the 6-visit limit, what are they going to do? Toss a catcher? Toss a pitcher? It just seems very difficult to manage when you haven't laid out what the punishment's going to be if you go over the limit. You're just not going to let guys go out there and talk to their pitchers anymore?
Crazy. Another thing you got to keep your eye on, I think Marte is going to try to come back and hit everything out of the ballpark. Polanco is going to do the same thing. I'll carry the team. No, it's me. And then Josh Bell, no, I got this. Is there anything to me, that's a scary scenario when you have three guys that can hit it, but you know what? We'll try to do more than they probably can. And again, Josh Bell with that role that he's been thrust into, how fair is that?
Is it fair to Josh Bell? Probably not. I mean, he's got one full season in the majors, really. Is it is it fair for all of us to be tagging him the next face of the franchise and the future of the team? Probably not fair, but I don't think he's fazed by it at all. He just goes about his business. Dude works. I mean, he's got like that classic Pittsburgh work ethic where he just works his tail off. He gets here super early. He leaves super late. He hits baseballs in the cage until most of us would go cross-eyed. He's going to keep working, and I think he's going to continue to improve. As far as Martin Polanco go, I don't know if those two are even aware of the pressure that should exist on them with the departure of McCutchen and how we've looked at them as part of the future for years now. I think they're wholly, I'll use the word, unfazed again. I don't think they even realize it. So are they going to push more to try and hit more long balls? I haven't seen a change in Polanco's swing yet. He shortened his swing up last year. There's a whole lot more hips and lower body than he is arms like he was earlier in his career. I think Marte, hopefully, will just do what he's done previously before last year, where he'll get on base and steal some. If he can get 45 stolen bases, that helps a whole heck of a lot at the top of the order, but it doesn't help you replace home runs. I get that.
You know, I keep coming back, Chris, to how much Glasnow and Meadows have screwed this whole succession plan up, both of those guys. You know, Meadows because he can't stay healthy, and Glasnow because, you know, who knows what. You know, that where it's, you know, you watch these guys come up through the minors and it's like, okay, we know Kutch is going to leave. And Colin mentioned the two center fielder model to have a guy playing left. That was supposed to be Austin Meadows this year.
That was just a great question. And unfortunately, Chris Mack dropped off the line.
Did he?
Yeah. And we're nearing the end of the segment, so we won't get him back on.
That's okay.
But that was a spectacular question you asked,
Jim. It was.
Ask that
really
again.
It wasn't really a question. It was kind of a statement.
No, he.
But
did.
You know what I mean? But seriously, those guys and the funny thing is you know, a lot of times when stuff has happened, you say, well, we can't do anything about it.
Right.
But they
got
to try to do something about this because those guys are still, you know, very young players that should be contributing here to the major league team.
Believe me, I am not like free agency is a different animal, and they should have gone out and got guys in free agency
or trade,
but. The guys, they either drafted the wrong guys and the guys just weren't good and the scouting is poor, or the guys didn't develop whenever they drafted them to the degree in which they thought they would develop, or the guys are just dogs.
You know what?
What I'm saying?
Yes,
here?
I do, but Glasnow, he's not Garrett Cole. He was like a fifth-round pick.
Right.
So, in other words, he's coming up and it's like, whoa. Look at what they got. They drafted this guy in the fifth. I think he was probably an above-slot guy when they could get away with doing that stuff. That they drafted these guys. Well, Josh Bell, he was an above slot guy that they talked into not going to Texas, and so that's clearly worked out for them. But the other guys, I don't know. I don't think they put a lot on
some people's shoulders who just didn't come through.
Yeah, and then sprinkled along Gong and that whole cluster. Well. That should have been 30 home runs on that side.
I have forgot you had that guy pegged from day one, Jim.
Not really. He turned me around when he came in and hit the home runs.
Yeah,
that looked like a very shrewd signing for the Pirates.
Then he started driving into traffic islands, and that's trouble.
Gong is going to suck out loud.
There it is.
And that's what he's doing right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.